The Swine Health Information Center has approved a research project which will examine the risk of transmitting the virus responsible for foot and mouth disease through feed. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Research by the Pipestone Research Group, South Dakota State University, and Kansas State University, conducted in collaboration with the Swine Health Information Center, showed different viruses are able to survive in feed during transport from China or Eastern Europe to the United States. Swine Health Information Center Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg says USDA's Agricultural Research Service on Plum Island has been asked to look at the infectivity of foot and mouth disease given normal feeding behavior.
FMD is a very infective virus. It's easily transmitted from animal to animal. It's easily transmitted by fomites. In other words, it could infect animals from picking up the virus from somebody's boots or from a transport carrier like a truck or tires. So it's easily transmitted among animals. The real question that isn't answered, this is a new question that nobody's looked at before, of the infectivity of FMD in normal feeding behavior. FMD can infect pigs if you inoculate them with FMD and orally. You can squirt FMD in down their throat and they'll become infected. But we don't know what dosage is needed in feeding behaviors, to be able to do the same thing. So we're going to put different levels of the virus into feed and provide that to pigs as they would eat. And we're going to test the level of virus that's needed to be able to infect those pigs.
Dr. Sundberg says the work will be conducted at the USDA's Agricultural Research Service's high-level biosecurity laboratory on Plum Island, and he hopes to have at least preliminary data by the end of the year. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.